Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schutz for Amir Amir. Shayuch Yu, Rosh Hashanah, Shnei Raisa, Moshe Mordechai, Echeb Fege, Bas Ben Hathis Basi, Arab Baruch Hertz, Ben Sarah Tzipora, Arab Arbi Yosef Ben Chana, Rosh Hashanah, Leia, Shkli Yisrael, Dina Baruch Abbas Esther Adasa, Forstam Tzuguf, Ritz Victor Abbas Tzil Ravida, Brzina Tzuguf, It's based in the Torah, Meir Ben Hagon, Rib David, the Gemara in the Mishnah in Sukkah tells us, the Rebbe Eliezer holds, Per Dap Chub Zayin, person has 14 su'udas in the sukkah, one by day, one by night. Chachamim say no. There's no set amount. Just on the first night, you have to eat in the sukkah. The Gemara says, what's Rabbi Eliezer's reason? That you have to eat 14. Teshu came to do. Like in your diri, one by day, one by night, so too in the sukkah. Rabbanan say no. Just like in the dira, you have the option of eating or not. So too in the sukkah, you have the option. You have the option of eating or not. In fact, the Gemara, okay, the first night of sukkah is also, then why do you have to eat according to the Chachamim? So the Gemara says that we have it Gzeirah Shevach Hamishasar by Pesach. Just like by Pesach, the first night is a Chova, and the rest is a Rishus to eat Matzah. So too, here, first night's a Chova, and the rest is a Rishus. That's why in the first night you have to eat Matzah, you have to eat the Nesukah. Because of Hamishasar Hamishasar. Frak the Gemara Vahasim and Nalan, how do you know there? You have to eat in the first night Matzah. Be'er of Toch L'matzah, Zakasav Kavol Chova. So Tosus over here asks that it's mashma in the Gemara that in Yom Tov is no obligation because it says you have the option of eating in the sukkah, so there's no obligation al Yom Tov. How does that shtim with the Gemara that says that if you miss Yalav Yovah you have to go back because there's a chi of suud on Yom Tov? So Tosus answers because the Gemara that says that you have to go back for Yalav Yovah is talking about the first night of sukkah, it's the first night of Pesach, there's no obligation. There's no chi of suda on Yom Tov. Just in the first night of Pesach, there's not a sukkah, it's tesvav, tesvav. And not that it says chetzi alachem, that's talking about basar and peiros, not a meal necessarily. The first night you have to eat bread. Since you learn from Chag HaMatzis, you have to eat bread on the first night. That's the raya of Tosis. This in Brachas also is bothered by this. And they say that there is a chiyuv to eat al tzudas Yom Tov. What the Gemara means is there's no chiyuv the rest of Sukkot al Sukkah only on the first night. And the rest of the time on Yom Tov, there's a chiyuv al Yom Tov, not al Sukkah. Now, what's the nafkamina, asked Tosfos? Anyway, you're reading in the Sukkah, whether you're reading mitzad Yom Tov, mitzad Sukkot. So Tosfos brings a nafkamina if it rained. You're right outside the sukkah. On tziyantiv, you don't have to eat again. On sukkah, you have to. These are tesvav, tesvav. So according to this, we have a big kasha on the matzkan of Tos over here in the Rashba and Brachas from Sedesh and Simon Sadi Hey. And Yor Zeruah. They approve from our sugya, there's no mitzvah to eat bread on Yom Tov. Otherwise, how did it say, Ibai lo achil? You have the option. You don't have the option. Chayav al tzudas Yom Tov. So the end, the kash is, there's no raya for me, there's no chayav al tzudas. There is a chayav al tzudas Yom Tov. It's just saying there's an afkamina that you also have to eat in the sukkah, because if you ate outside the sukkah when it rained, you have to go back in and eat again in the sukkah. So there is an opinion in Trumas Hadeshan and others that you even have to eat in the first night in the rain. That could be another afkamina. First night of Sukkot, even after even the rain, it's tesvav, tesvav. And the rest of the time, you don't have to even the rain. But there could be Tosfos doesn't hold to that. Seder, but Tosfos would hold that if you ate out, if it stopped raining, you have to go and eat in the Sukkot. That's why it says you have the, that's why you need tesvav, tesvav. Not because there's no chiyuv. Not because there's no chiyuv, pasan yom tov. There's a chiyuv, pasan yom tov. And Tesvav, Tesvav tells you that if you already ate your pass, so then you still have to go in and to the sukkah and eat mitzat sukkah. There's no raya, there's no chiyuv pas in Yom Tov. There's a chiyuv pas in Yom Tov. Just Tesvav tells you there's an extra chiyuv of sukkah. B'lav hachi, it's shver. We have numerous nafkaminas. Chuvas ksav sefer, or chayim simen ein aleph. Chokas yov, kavad kashay sekusha peivov. Nafkamina lein tosef is Yom Tov. Siyamtiv, you can eat b'tosefes siyamtiv, but al tzuka, you can't. You're not yotze, just like you're not yotze matzah, b'tosefes p'sachim tzadik tes on the base, is man tosefes siyamtiv. So what's the kash of tosis? There's no chi of sudan yamtiv. There is. He's telling you here, there's a chi of al tzuka, so you can't eat b'tzat tosefes yamtiv. Also, if somebody enjoys fasting, so al tziyamtiv, there's no chiyuv, but al tzuka, he has to eat. Also, tainis chalom. Tziyamtiv, he can fast, but al tzuka, he has to eat. Another nafkamina, somebody accidentally ate outside the sukkah. Al tziyamtiv, he's yotze, but al tzuka, he has to go back in and eat in the sukkah. So again, what's the rai of the Rishonim of Tosis? And the Rashba, for me, there's no chiyuv pas and yamtiv. There is. He's telling you sukkah because you have various nafkaminas. So it appears follows that in the sugya it says, what's Rebbe Lezer's reason? Because it's like a dira. What's Rebbe Lezer's reason? So it's like a dira. Dira eat day and night, so too in the sukkah. And what's the rabbi's reason? Because a dira, you have the option of eating your dira or not eating. I'm not going to force you. So you also have the option of eating or not eating. We're not going to force you. Even on the first night, you shouldn't have to eat. The Gemara's teretz is, no. That on the first night, it's a chova, mikan ve'elech rishus. So to the first night, it's a chova, mikan ve'elech rishus. That's why you have to eat on the first night. It's a dira. Here we have the option of eating, but you have to eat on the first night because we learn from Pesach. The first night's a chova. The chova is a big kasha here. Why does the Gemara have to say, talk about the rishus? Rishus you learn from Teshu Kain Tadur. You have the option of eating or not. And the chiv, you learn tesvav. The Gemara says no. The Gemara says that the chiv, you learn tesvav, and the rishus, you also learn tesvav. It's only chiv on tesvav and not the rest of the time. What happened to our original limud of Teshu Kain Tadur? Why do we have to come on to a new limud? So we have to say that in the Havamina, we can learn from Teshu Kain Tadur that you have the option. But then we learn that we have Gzeira Shava that you have to eat on the first night. You know what that means? That means that it's a steer to Teshu, because Teshu implies that you don't have to eat on the first night in the Sukkah. And the Tesvav teaches you that you do. Basically, we do away with the teshuva, with that drasha. Teshuva can't mean you have the option. Otherwise, there wouldn't be an obligation on the first night. So then why don't you say like Rebbe Eliezer that your mamish have to eat all 14 days? All 14 meals? Teshu can't tell you that you can't eat, you don't have to eat on the first night, because you do have to eat on the first night. So once he knocked that out, so then just say, okay. So maybe Teshu's telling Rebbe Lezer saying that you have to eat all 14. And that's why the Gemara comes down to the Limud from Kagamatzis. Whereas Bader, why in the mission of the Chum say, eat on the first night in the Sukkah? So the answer is, you learn from Chag HaMatzis. And now we learn the Gamri from Chag HaMatzis. The first night's a Chiyuv and the rest are Rishus. But the Teshvu and the Tesvav don't go hand in hand, because Teshvu includes Tesvav. Teshvu means Rishus, it includes Tesvav. And Tesvav tells you that you have to eat them. It's a Chiyuv on Tesvav. And Teshvu tells you it's Rishus on Tesvav. So they can't go together. So once you have the Chiyuv part, then you're out. And you lost your teshu. So you have to come on to rishus from a different place. Just like tesvav is rishus, the rest is chov, the rest is rishus, so to sukkahs. And we see this also in the Aruch Lener, who explains the kash of the Gemara. Yachil ala rishon nami, for the Aruch Lener, I don't understand. Even without what the Gemara says, you have a kasha, why in the first 92? The Gemara says, the rabbis learn from Dira. Dira is optional. So too sukkah is optional. Yachi if so, then why do you have to eat on the first night? Forget about that. Put aside that Dira is optional. The rabbi is saying the Mishnah, Why do you have to eat on the first night of Sukkot in the Sukkot? Mark could have already asked him straight away. So the Aruch HaNer explains that otherwise we would have said that you learn from a mad sad, not from a Gzeirah Shavah. It's just like you see that by Sukkot, by Pesach, you have an obligation the first night, so too here, but not a Gzeirah Shavah. But after we learn from the Pasuk of Teshuvah that it's optional to eat in the Sukkah, so then there's going to be no more Matzah. Matzah is out. Can't learn from Pesach. But after we learn Teshuvah again, so then the Matzah can't be true. So the maskana, where you learn from? You learn from Gzeirah Shavah. And the Gzeirah Shavah is not pushed away because of the Gzeirah of Teshuvah. So the Gzeirah Shavah stays in place of Tesvav, Tesvav. That's why you're reading on the first night. And that's not pushed away because of the Drash of Teshuvah. So you see that the Chiv of the Laila Rishon is Neged Mashmos Madi Rigboy of it being an option. And Mela Maskana, that you learn that from Tesvav, Tesvav. That's a steward of Teshuvah. And that's why you have to learn that it's an option the other days from Tesvav, Tesvav, not from Teshuvah. So now, we want to understand Tosfos. Tosfos wants to prove in the Rashba, there's no Chiyuv of Achilas Pas on Yontif. So where do they learn it from? They don't learn it from the Maskana. That we have a special chiyuv on the first night, and it's not mitzat simchas yomtiv. So it must be that there's no obligation on yomtiv tipas. Now, the kashi is like the Gemara, Tosis is mamid, here by in Sukkah. Tosis is mamid what they say, and when it says in the Gemara, Yibay lo achil. And you have the option of eating or not eating. Because Tosis holds that even the maskana that you're obligated on the first night, it's not pshat that we are mevatel afusa of Teshu came to Duru. And we learned that there's an option the other days. Tosis is learning that it says Teshuva is not patal. Teshuva remains. And we have especially Alfusa on Tesvav. That's Mafkia from Teshuva. In other words, only on Tesvav we're Mafkia from Teshuva. Well, it's not Nogeta Teshuva, then we're not Mafkia Teshuva. In other words, Teshuva remains in place. And Teshuva tells us that it's an option, Sukkah, that eating bread in the Sukkah is an option. And only on Tesvav we have a special limud on the first night that it's a chiv. And so to the Smag writes, from Teshuv we learn Rishus B'Shar Yom. Not like we said before that we learn from Tesvav Rishus B'Shar Yom. So in that the Rishonim asked very nicely, how is it possible to explain Teshuv that it's totally B'daito? Kedira Dibay Yosef, that you have the option of eating or not. You have to eat Al Tziyamtif. So there are nafkaminas that it would apply to Sukkah that you have to eat Al Sukkah, not Al Tziyamtif. Aval maisa mashmos hakra de teshuva kuluksiv. The maisa teshuva seems to is going on in all cases. In other words, even if somebody's not nana from the tainis, what does teshuva tell you? Teshuva tells you option. That it's an option, and seemingly yamtiv isn't mechayiv you. If somebody doesn't have a tainis challah, or he didn't make a mistake and eat outside the sukkah, or he didn't eat shalom, he didn't eat already inside b'shas yirid sekeshem, or he didn't eat b'shas tosefes yamtiv. In all these cases, it still says teshu. In other words, we didn't do away with teshu. Teshu tells you it's an option, and it's mashma that it applies even if there's a regular chi of sudas yamtiv. In a regular case, even not in those outlier cases. In regular cases, we also say teshuva. And teshuva means that you have the option of not eating in the sukkah. And that's l'chor against the chiv sudas yamtiv. Because teshuva tells you you have the option. If you have a special chiv al tesvav, that's true. But teshuva remains in place. Kama that there's no tesvav, teshu remains in place. And teshu tells you that eating is an option, that eating bread is an option. So it must be there's no chiyuv of achilas pas mitzad yamtiv. There'd be a chiyuv pas mitzad yamtiv, then teshuva wouldn't apply. In other words, teshuva applies, we're assuming, in all cases, even not in the outlier cases. And that knocks off the chiyuv of achilas pas and yamtiv, because teshuva says you have the option. And Achilles Pass and the Chiyuv Achilles Pass says you don't, you have an obligation, an absolute obligation. So again, of course, Al Tesvav you have to eat. That's Mitzad the Chiyuv Tesvav Tesvav. But it still remains in force that the Teshuv still remains in force. You have the option. You lay the Tesvav Tesvav, you have the option. And that's even Kineged Chiyuv Sudas Yamtiv. You don't have to have a Sudas Yamtiv. That's why the Tosis and the Rashba prove there's no chiyuv achilas pas mitzad yamtiv. Yibay lo achil. You have the option of not going sitting in the seat, eating this, if not eating bread on yamtiv. And not that it says you have to go back in the Gemara. You missed the Alaviyah, what it's talking about on the first night of Sukkot. And there is an obligation because of Tesvav, Tesvav. But otherwise, there's no obligation. Al Sudas Pas, Achilas Yamtiv, there's no obligation. All right, so we still have loads to say, of course. And that God should give us life and Emet Hashem. We will continue. And seeing the flows, Rabbis, Gedolos, Vatzilmas, Mitaras, Hashem, thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweet friends.